Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, the first of the Shlosha de Puranosa, the 3 weeks when we learn special Haftaris for the days of Puranias. And we try to improve the things that we do over this period of time. Actually, the three names of the three Haftaris that we learn, the Shlosha de Puranasa, begin with words which refer to speech, listening, and seeing. They begin with Chazayin, Shabbos Chazayin, of course, Shibul, and Divrei. It starts with speech, listening, and seeing, which is a simon that during the 3 weeks we really have to be improving our actions and everything that we do. Part of the Golus, the Puranasa, is the things that we see, hear, and say because of the exposure of our Golus, unfortunately. We try during these days to be mechazik ourselves in the davening. Mishlaim yircha barachim tashuv, to say that bracha differently. Hamazish chinosai lesia, to say those three words differently. It should be something morgish that's different during this period of time. Let's look at Parshas Pinchas. The first Rashi in Parshas Pinchas tells us that Bnei Yisrael, at least some of them, were saying about Pinchas, Re'ei ben puti zeh, shepitet avi ima yagolun la'vaydezara, v'harag nasi b'Yisrael. They'll make fun of Pinchas. Look at him, he had a Zayda, Yisrael, who was who stuffed animals for avaydezara. And look what he's doing. When you read this Rashi, it's such a strange chazal, like such a childish thing to say. Here we're talking about things that are b'rumo shel olam. We're talking about man who's a tzaddik and people doing aveiros, and now you're busy with the fact that he had a zeda that was a ger. Like the whole Rashi, the whole chazal seems very, very strange. There's a sefer named Prokim, which brings different things from the writing of the Baal Sri Deheish of Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. And there on Parshas Pinchas, I saw a gevaldik pshat, and I say pshat because there's no other way really to understand this chazal. He says the following. We know that when a person does a kanon pagan by type of thing, he has to be kulay lishma. He really has to be tolay lishma. I've mentioned in the past of Tzadik's rule, then any mitzvah, b'tzuras aveira, any time a person does a mitzvah that has some aspect, some form of aveira to it, like yibum, which is a mitzvah, but it's eshes achim, you have to do it totally lishma. It has to be totally l'shem shamayim. That's why we don't do yibum, the Gemara says. Nowadays, people have ulterior motives when they choose who to marry. They're not doing it totally for the mitzvah of yibum. And anything that's done a mitzvah, the Tzuras Aveira, has to be done totally lishma. Pinchas went, he did lishma. Sometimes you don't know, even in your lishma, sometimes you have some chesaron in your past, something lacking in your past, and you want to sort of prove that you're not lacking that old chesaron. And you're doing it really for your own guidance, sort of your own proof of yourself, not totally l'shem shamayim. Now, we're in a madrega where, halavai, we should do things that way. We want to prove ourselves. Sometimes you see an old principal, and he had a hard time getting you to show up to minyan, or had a hard time getting you to daven. And now he's davening with you, and you want to show him you're going to daven l'shma. That you're going to daven properly. There's an element of shalai l'shma there. The vart here is up the Baal Sri Deheish. She says the vart is the following. He says that the people said, you have to kill a Nasi B'Yisrael, you have to be totally lishma. You know why he did it? Because everyone knows that in his family, their ancestors, who were mefatim agolim lavay dezara, and he feels in his family there's a stain in the past. So that's why he was machazik himself to go and kill Zimri ben Salo to stop this whole episode of Snus, which was really part of an Avodah Zarah effort of Baal Pa'ar, that he's doing it to prove that he's really good. So the idea is not just to make fun of him, but they questioned him. How can you show your lishma? Your lishma, you're doing it because you want to defend the reputation of your family. The Rashi says, the Torah comes as miyachazim yifta Aaron to say that I was not his cheshvin. But the idea that the kuda is an akuda of explanation. Anytime anybody, you punish somebody, you speak harshly to somebody, you have a good reason maybe, it has to be kula lishma. Can be a little bit of geschmack in that as well, that takes away, that makes a mitzvah b'tzuras aveira, it makes the aveira predominant. So this is a word on the first word of the parasha. Let's go halfway through the parasha, to the parasha of the Musafim. Here we have once again, the Yom Tovim are mentioned in the Torah very often. This parasha, of course, is the parasha dafka of the Musaf, the Karban Musaf, and of the Musafim. And therefore, it would be appropriate to say something about the chashivas of the Karban Musaf. I'd like to share with you an idea from the Vilna Gaon. Now, we don't have a Deres Elio on Pinchas. It didn't make it through the generation. But this Gaon I saw in the Pachad Yitzchak, Mamore Pesach, Maimer Tzadik Vav, Ois Chav Dalet, he says something extraordinary. A regular carbon tamid. The carbon tamid is carboni lachmi li'ishai rechnechaychi. It's called lechem, Hashem's bread. What do you mean it's Hashem's bread? What is exactly the idea of God's bread? The Gaon says bread helps the shama and the guf of a person stay together. A person who doesn't sustain his body will cause himself to pass away, la'aleinu. What is passing away? It means that the neshama separates from the guf. Food is what keeps the neshama and the guf together. That's the lechem. Lechem, or food, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of keeping the neshama and the guf together. I believe it says, Umafri la'asais, I think the Rama says, Umafri the pella of the guf, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the neshama attached to the guf, and that's done through our eating. What keeps the ruchdius of Olam Hazeh together with the gashmius of that of Olam Hazeh is the avoda, is the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid is carboni lachmi. It's so to speak. Hashem says this is the bread of the world. This is the bread of keeping the shchina shruya down here, because the connection of ruchdius and gashmius in the world comes from avoda. Avoda is the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After all, that's what Avoda is. Whether Avoda is a carbon, Avoda is a tefillah. Same idea. And therefore, Korbani Lachmi Yishai, the Korbanos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they're lechem. They're made to keep, they're what keeps together the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, the Shechina and the Olam Hazeh connected. Of course, with that we understand that the place of the Korbanos is in the Harabayis, the portal to the Olam Maruchni, and that's where it is. So that's the idea of Korbani Lachmi. Now, turning to Musaf, the Gaon says something amazing. The Gaon says there are times where the body needs more food, needs more sugar, needs more air. And what is that? That's when a person, he exercises, he does hard work, he exerts himself. When a person exerts himself, then he needs more lechem, then he needs more food, he needs more drink, he needs to support the body. When a person exerts himself, he needs more to keep the neshama connected to the guf. The same thing on Yom Tovim, which are days of Taisus Kedusha, there's more shchina, there's more ruchnias, there's more holiness coming down to the world. We need an additional carbon, we need something more to help that chibur, that the ruchnias should be connected to the gashmias. And therefore, we have the carbon musaf. We have the carbon musaf, which is made to connect the Olam Hazeh to the ruchniastic connections of a Yom Tov or of a Shabbos. So musaf, you should know, when you daven musaf, it's not just one more tefillah. All right, always three tefillahs. Guy, now we're going to do four tefillahs. No, the fourth tefillah is something else. That tefillah of musaf is made that the kedushas haShabbos should be shaychen, should reside in the gashmias that you have in this world, and in the Olam Hazeh, the Tanugei Shabbos. You should be ruchnias. You want the ruchnias to reside with the gashmias. That's what the Karban Musaf is for. Of course, with that we understand that the guts of Karban Musaf, the main piece of Karban Musaf, is Kachenu b'mitzvei secha v'sechalkenu b'sayri secha. We say, Tairi b'emu l'avlecha b'yemes. That's the etzem of it. That's the guf of the Karban Musaf. If during the week you have extra kavana b'rafa'enu and baruch aleinu, and you're mechazik, you're davening, then by Musaf you have to mechazik, you're davening by Tairi b'emu l'avlecha b'yemes. Because the Musaf is that thing which makes that extra special connection that's needed to keep the Kedusha of this extra time connected to this world. It's an incredible insight to Karboni Lachmi, to what the bread of the Karbon is, and why Musaf needs more. Because Musaf has that extra sense of Kedusha. There's a halacha that's not well known in Hilchis Rosh Chodesh. You all know, if you get Yalav Yavei Beishachris, you have to repeat Shemay Nesra. If somebody forgot Yalav Yavei Shachris and already daven Musaf, so Shulchan Aruch brings a shita for which we are chayshet, and that is that once you daven Musaf, you don't daven Shachris over. You don't daven it anymore. Now the question, that assess halacha l'maaseh, if you daven Musaf, don't repeat Shachris if you forgot Yalav Yavei. Now, I need an explanation. What does one thing have to do with the other? He owes a shachris, and it was after with davening Musaf. But according to what we're saying now, we understand. Yesh b'cham asayimana. The 200 includes 100. In other words, Musaf is the sibor al yanim l'tachtayim. It's a tefillah that makes it possible for Shemayim and Oretz to be connected. Shachris is the everyday sibor. Is the smaller amount of chibur. It needs the Yalav Yavei. You have to mention the Yantif. But once we mention the Yantif in the bigger chibur, so it includes the smaller chibur as well. And Memele will give a little bit of insight into that halacha. So, this is a thought regarding the Karban Musaf that we, and the Tfilas Musaf that we say every Shabbos, Yantif, Chalmayin, and Rosh Chodesh. And so, Zrizos to have kavana in Yerushalayim Ircha during the 3 weeks, number one. Number two, an insight into Risi Ben Puti Zeh. And number three, this incredible idea of the Gain. If somebody can find where the original of the Gra is, I'd love to be able to see it inside. In the meantime, Nemun Aleinu, Rav Hudner, who says it b'shem the Gain. And with that, I want to wish everyone a meaningful kindness today, a meaningful three weeks is the Avaida of remembering what we're missing on the Har HaBayis, Eretz Yisrael, and of course, an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Parshas Pinchas.